owning your own business, this type of business, has this been something you always wanted to do, or was it just a circumstance that kind of led to it?
Well, this has truly been a journey that has been a wish and a dream of mine for many years, approximately about 8 years in the business. And I've been partners with a couple of different people, and I have worked through those relationships, steadily built my own vision, and circumstances surrounding the partners that gathered to put Froth in Roanoke. Initially, we found that our interests were different, and so my passion is here at Froth, and taking ownership at this time is great. I brought the experience to the table, the business concept, and then we molded the finances all together and put Froth in business here on Starkey.
A lot of people were upset when it was a sign that you guys were going to close. I know a lot of people were upset for the employees and all that. And it was it something that sprung to your mind that, hey, I want to try to make this go?
Yeah, it was somewhat of a surprise. But, you know, when you reach a place where you want to make a change, announcements are made, and you want to backtrack sometimes when it doesn't seem to fit the customer base real easy. So Luke and I sat down and we talked and decided that we would be able to negotiate a fix and see if we could find an equitable place to agree on the sale, and we did. It was a surprise to customers because we have such a great relationship in this neighborhood, this part of town, and I really have a love of that and want to continue it for years to come.
Yeah, just I wanted, if you could talk about that, the relationship you have, the loyal customers you seem to have, and just the affinity people seem to have for this place.
Yeah, it's a great feel. It's not a corporate feel, and it doesn't hopefully make people come in and move through quickly. I'm trying to slow the pace down a little bit, make it more of an experience, a place that you can come. Somebody knows your name. We know that phrase from years ago through TV, but it sticks with us. Human beings want to know that they can identify with others at some point in their day, and we have that experience here.
So you've been in charge now for about 10 days. Are things a lot different in your mind, or is it just kind of moving forward?
The dreams that I have are unique to me, so I hope you get to see a little bit more of Michael than you've seen in the past. The core fundamentals of how I'm going to operate, you've already seen that for the last couple of years. Great staff, good products, clean environment. We're going to continue all that, but I want to put a little bit more product out there, a little bit more unique items in the case, and some of our drinks. So I look forward to the introduction of some new stuff.
And last thing, just talk about the last couple of years, Michael. You got married, you had some health issues, you ran a half marathon for the first time, and now you're a business owner. Is this sort of your renaissance or what?
I've laughed. I even went to Monticello this year and reconnected with Thomas Jefferson because I think he's a renaissance man. So what ended up happening this past year and a half almost scared me, because getting married is scary anyway. I've been divorced for 12 years, and Karen's a wonderful woman. So our life is exciting and fresh. And then all of a sudden, I suffered a heart attack. And it wasn't because of workload or stress. It was one of those valves that were collapsing because of a triple bypass that I had years ago. So it was mechanical. Surprised me. So we dealt with it. And then the change here, taking ownership. I feel very content at this point in my life and excited about being who I am, being a part of this community with all of you, and excited about what life truly can mean when you look at the small things. And here at Froth, that's really my focus. It's on the small things. And as an individual, you take the surprise change in your life, and hopefully you can move it in a direction that makes it very positive and very exciting in some way. I think I have.